Welcome back to Magi Radio, guys, and today we've got special guests, Yachim, Jocasta, and Selena. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
And today we're going to be talking about music, and these guys are professionals compared to me, so that's why I brought them along.
Professionals?
Yeah, I played the guitar, like, for 2 months for Miss Lada, and then she eventually just had enough of me. That's fine. Yeah.
Did she just say, like, end here, Jack, no, or what did she say specifically?
Because she wanted a guitarist, I think it was in, like, year 8 or something, and so I, of course, being my dumb self, raised my hand, and I realized that, one, I wasn't musically talented, and two, I didn't have any determination to actually master the instrument. So every music lesson was like a hell for me because I always got sent out of the classroom because I was so bad.
Really?
Yeah.
And I feel your pain.
Eventually I went to, you know, the ceremonies we have at the end of the year, right?
Yeah.
I actually did play in that, but I was smart because I knew that I'd ruin the entire performance if I actually played, so I put myself on mute and nobody noticed.
Okay, then.
Yeah, it's a pretty sad story. Do you guys have any happier stories?
I mean, Selena's kind of a music guy here, so maybe she could start. We're a music person.
I haven't really done any, like, live performances.
Really?
Yeah, like, we only had the Matinee Classic. And then a bunch of, like, little ones where we did in the classroom.
When was the Matinee Classic?
I think it was somewhere in March. Or, yeah.
Like, 2020, or?
No. Well, we don't have any concerts at all now. It's just recording at home.
Oh,
I think it was in year 10.
I thought you performed live at the Winter Market.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, like, there's Winter Market.
Yeah.
I performed there as well, so.
I wasn't there, so I wouldn't know, but I assumed that's where you performed.
Yeah, but, like, only that, and then there were a few other ones with, like, just students and a few parents in the assembly hall.
Yeah, there was the IGCSE recording thing.
Yeah. But, like, we kept on singing the same song, so we kind of already knew what other people are going to perform.
Okay. Is it going to make me cry?
No, it's not going to make you cry. It's just going to make you feel very disappointed. So,
and you?
Yeah, me. So there was this thing called Project Learning, I think Jocasta.
Oh my!
And we were supposed to do a musical performance in front of the entire primary. And because I'm so musically talented, the teacher at the time of Project Learning, I think it was Mr. Teasdale, he thought I'd be perfect for the bongo. And that instrument is the most simplest thing possible. So the entire time...
Did you mess up?
I think I did, actually. I'm so bad at it. I messed up on the bongo. And all I have to do is... All I have to do is hit it. And it's, like, fine. And I messed it up. And
did you have, like, one note to hit?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then you missed it?
Yeah, I think so. And I was performing performing in front of the entire primary, and they must have think I was so bad at music. Oh my god. The good thing is, though, is that I think our singer was, like, okay, so I think they didn't really notice it. So, yeah.
Who was the singer?
I think it was Lydia.
Yeah.
I don't remember how
what
she
sang. What piece were you playing?
I think were we doing Stitches Need Snitches? It's like the Shawn Mendes one.
Stitches?
I'll be needing stitches. Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah.
It's that one.
I don't know that one.
How would you use a bongo in that song?
I don't know. I think it was like kind of like karaoke and just a bit different because I was using the bongo. I think it was very creative. Someone with a better creative mind than me decided I should play the bongo.
And what other instruments are there?
I think Maxim was on the guitar. And
okay.
He was, I think, yeah, he's pretty good at the guitar. And I think, who else was there? It's pretty high. It's a long time ago, but I think, I'm not sure if Girai was there at the time. Jocasta, you were there, right?
What year?
No, it was the year before I joined, so yeah, 7
darn. Okay, I have no clue, but I do remember messing up on the bongo, and I'm still sad at myself. But yeah.
Jack, did you mess up from a rhythm standpoint, as in you didn't catch up, or?
I think that's the only way you can mess up on the bongo, if you miss a beat. So yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
We started playing offbeat.
I think it was the entire time I was playing offbeat. I think there's like a few times though where I was like a bit offbeat. And the sad thing
was
we had these rehearsals and everything, and I still just couldn't do it for the life of me.
I mean, Jack, I can kind of link because, well, I do play drums as well. And trust me, the easiest possible way for a drummer to screw up is just to go offbeat. And it's super simple, even with slow songs. Because trust me, when you have a song which goes at maybe, I don't know, 40 beats per minute, like really, really slowly in quarter notes or however you call them. Selena, correct me if I am using incorrect music technology. Yeah, quarter notes. At 40 beats per minute, it is really, really hard to play drums this slow. People only think that playing drums fast is hard, but playing them slow might even be considered harder.
You're making me feel so much better, Yakim. It's almost like me messing up on the bongo wasn't that bad of a mistake.
Well, I mean,
but Stitches is quite a fast song, though.
It was Selena, trust me, it was so difficult on that bongo. Hardest thing in the entire world. It was harder than the guitar, even, you know?
Well, I mean, so I understand why you feel bad for messing up, but I can argue that sometimes it's hard to master even something that only has one beat or something that makes one sound. It is hard because there are some, like, mainly from a rhythmic perspective and some other perspectives where it's hard to, you know, get perfect for the first time. So I do understand that, but yeah.
Like the triangle.
Did you have like a steady beat or did you have to do like weird combinations and rhythms?
It was so long ago, but let's be cool and say it was such complicated stuff that even Einstein couldn't figure it out.
Wow. Okay. Einstein was no musician, so.
Yeah, but he didn't like do the atom bomb and stuff? Doesn't that require some kind of complicated?
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, have you ever played in a concert?
Say again?
Have you ever played in a concert?
What do you mean by concert? Do you mean like with a band or?
Yeah.
What specifically do you mean?
I know.
Yeah, he's been at Santa Park Lane.
Oh, I've been. I've been in Santa Park Lane as well with my guitar that I couldn't play.
Well, I mean, I kind of had a shift when it comes to, because from year 7 till year 9 and like before that, obviously we had music lessons and they weren't optional.
Yeah.
So we basically had classes of around 20 people just, you know, playing in like a class band. And when it came to like deciding who gets to play whatever, it was usually one or two people playing that one instrument and the rest of the class was just singing.
Yeah, it was.
I remember I started playing drums. I'm not sure if that was like year 8 or something like that. It was because one of my friends, he was actually in the class as well. He had something with his back and he was the drummer, so he couldn't play.
I decided to say again. I remember that.
Who was that? Was that like,
yeah.
Was that Sebastian or something?
Was
that Sebastian or something?
No. I think it was, oh, you're right, it was Maxim Fiedler. So he was playing the drums at that point still, and he broke his back, and we were, like, really good friends at that point, and I was like, hey, I understand that your back hurts, but you can't really play it, so I'm going to try and, you know, do all of it for you. And that's when I really caught it. That was kind of my motivation, if you will, to start playing drums. And I rehearsed mainly at school, because at that point I was just introduced into the world of drums, and I didn't have a drum kit. All I had was, well, the school drum kit and then some apps on my phone, which, trust me, really hard to play drums on that. And yeah. Miss Lotta listened to me a couple of times, and she was actually really happy because she saw that I do have, like, the ability to play upbeat, and that I do have, like, I'm not sure if it's correctly said, some, like, rhythmic taste or stuff like that, but you're basically built to play this. And that's what she thought.
Like you have a good sense of rhythm.
Yeah, that's the word. Thank you. And so I started, yeah. And So that's when I got into drums, and later I got a drum kit as well. I got a teacher, and I did a lot of practicing, and then I played a couple of concerts with the class on the March concerts we have. Yeah, the Sound of Park Lane. I played twice there, I believe. Maybe once, I'm not really sure. I remember Jocasta was there when I was playing drums, and Selena, I think you were there as well, or no?
Yeah.
Not sure. Yeah, so I played that twice, and then I moved to a band. So I was playing with, well, now they're year 13s. I used to play with them, and it was really fun because we used to do a variation of songs. Like, we used to do some old songs, we used to do modern songs. So it was really fun, and we did play on a lot of, on a couple of concerts. But unfortunately, due to the COVID lockdown and everything, we kind of just had to disband the band because, like, timing-wise, it wasn't really working out. And they did offer us that we can have, like, private sessions at school in masks, but it takes some people, like, an hour to get there. And then, I mean, if you think about it, getting an hour into school, playing for 40 minutes, and then going an hour back, it kind of doesn't really make sense. So,
well,
at that
stay
point...
at school, can't you?
Sleep
well,
in school.
No, but it was only... We had distance learning at that point, and they were thinking that if we're still interested, we could use... a music room, like just like the, I think it was five of us or six of us, yeah, five of us and the teacher, so we could use the room after distance learning. But then we just decided that no, it doesn't make much sense, and then they wanted to shift all of our sessions to like distance, so we would do it over Zoom. But I just don't really see a point over that, because none of us from the band are actually like want to do music in the future. We were purely doing it just for fun, and it's really hard to just, you know, do it online due to like some connection issues or other, you know, side effects. So that's why we just decided to, and well, we disbanded the band. So that's kind of a sad story.
Wait, so you don't play the drums anymore?
No, I still do. But I don't play in a band anymore.
Okay.
Like just individually at home?
Yeah, individually. Well, Lukasz asked me to, that he wants to play something with me. So we might be getting to that soon.
We'll see how
it's one of those Wolfbeck songs once again, where he plays the bass, I play the drums, that kind of stuff.
Were you one of the people who went to Spain? Because I remember like some year 12s or something went to Spain to perform in some kind of concert thing. Did you go to that?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Because my brother went there, and I thought maybe you went there next year.
Wasn't that like a competition or something?
I think it was. It was like some Spanish competition. And he was the lead singer. Yeah, he's the more talented brother.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, Miss Lotta did mention that there was this competition that was supposed to be this year, like, because of COVID, so then, like, nothing is happening.
Well, I mean, yeah, COVID, so nothing can happen.
Too bad.
Did you see that time when my brother jumped off stage and, like, almost broke his legs?
Oh, yeah, I think I did. Was that the Sound of Park Lane thing?
Yeah, it was the Sound of Park Lane. He just, like, jumped off.
Yeah, I remember that.
Dramatically.
That's funny. Jocasta, were you there at that point? Did you see that as well?
Sorry, when?
It was in the Sound of Park Lane, and this guy called Tom, he was singing, and he jumped off the stage. And
oh,
was, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
he looked like he was going on a suicide mission.
He's quite dramatic,
yeah.
Isn't he? He's got the spirit, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's one way to...
I mean, would you jump off the stage?
I mean, he was really energetic. He was truly an energetic singer.
Would you say he's talented?
He was like one of those singers who just stand in front of a microphone and just sing, kind of sounding like monologue. No, he was like monotone, not monologue. So he was really, genuinely, he was enthusiastic. It kind of looks like he loved doing it, but I mean... You can fill us up on that.
Do you think he's got a career in music in the future?
What is he studying again?
He's not studying music, surprisingly. He's studying law.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not sure... I'm not sure how much time lawyers get to do music, but I don't think that much, so probably not.
Yeah, but I mean, a majority of people have been doing music for, you know, fun. Like me, for example, I was never thinking about it of doing it, you know, as a job in the future.
Yeah.
I was mainly doing it for fun. Yeah, same here.
thing is, I never, like, I also did it for fun, but then I realized it, I didn't enjoy it, so, yeah.
But you have to have an instrument that you really like and pieces that you like, because even if you like the instrument, if you don't like your pieces, it's just no fun at all.
I haven't even got to that part yet. I haven't made my own piece yet.
No, not me. Like the pieces you're playing.
Oh, you mean like that? Well, considering I never really got past the F chord, I don't think I could play any songs.
Maybe that was the problem.
I couldn't do. I just blamed it on my hands. I couldn't do it.
Okay, sure.
I mean, they say.
Jagasta, what experience do you have with music? Because I remember you were singing.
Yeah, well, I play the piano and the French horn as well.
Are you still playing?
Oh, okay. So, totally different instruments than we're used to. Describe the French horn. How does it work, and how does it sound like?
It's like the really twirly whirly brass instrument. You know the one?
No.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
It's a smaller one, and it's basically circular. And it has a big bell at the side that you have to put your hand in to hold it. And, like, in between the bell and where you blow in, it's round with lots and lots of tubes.
Does it sound like an elephant when, like, someone plays the French horn?
No.
So it's not like, deep and loud. It's kind of, like, quiet.
No, it's definitely...
I think it's quite high.
Loud. It's not as deep as a tuba, but it's not as sharp as a trumpet. It's kind of like in between. It's really pretty, at least I think so.
Do you still play it?
Yeah.
And the piano as well?
Year 10, can't remember.
Have you done any concerts yet of the French horn?
No, but I'm in an orchestra.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
How come I don't know that?
I think you just demolished Yahim with his band.
I mean, it's like just a school one, but
I'm just imagining you getting invited to all these fancy places that only rich people can go to with your French horn, and then there's Yahim with his band.
Jagasta, do you see how hard I'm trying here to make it sound like amazing, and then you just blow it away with the fact that you play it in a school or okay, yeah, never mind.
It's not. The French horn usually has really boring parts, it's not that cool.
Yeah, but you're still in an orchestra. I bet, like, some royal person, like the Queen, is going to show up and you're going to play
to her. No way.
She's going to be like, Jocasta, I've always loved the French horn. Please play it to me.
Okay. Well, thank you for making me feel bad and basically
throwing one. I mean, it's
2-3 years of drumming just outside of
a... I mean, it's interesting, though. Like, I'm interested. What is an orchestra like? Do you have to, like, talk to people?
Yeah, you kind of have to. Well, the music teacher picks a piece and he gives us all our parts and we go away and learn them. And then we practice together, and then we record them. But at the moment, obviously, because we're in lockdown, we have to just record our pieces at home, and then we send them in, and he just sticks them all together.
Oh my god, the poor guy. He's got to edit it all. Oh.
But yeah. Normally in an orchestra, don't you have, like, a conductor who, like, you know?
Yeah, well, he's the head of music, so it's kind of...
Yeah, well, like, if you're doing it online, how would you, you know, play at the same rate? And
because he sends each our parts, and he has to make sure that we do our timings really, really well, which is the hardest part.
Yeah.
We obviously have nothing to go off. But he can move it around a bit or add in, like, silent spots for the different parts if someone's gone out of time to try and help them get back in time properly.
How many people are on the orchestra?
15.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 50, and I was gonna be so worried. And they're all in your year group, or is it like the entire school?
It's from year 11 to 13.
So you're like one of the oldest, are you?
No, I think I'm the only one from my year group.
Oh, wow. I guess your year group just doesn't like music.
Yeah. guess. Yeah.
And how did you, like, start to play the French horn? Did you just like it and decide, like, ooh, I want to do it?
Yeah, kind of. It was when we were still living in Prague, and we went to a concert at the, I'm going to say this wrong, the Rudolfinium. And there was a guy there, and he was playing the French horn. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's just so beautiful. I really want to do that. And yeah, so I did.
Oh, wow.
But you didn't perform at the...
No.
that's for the future, Jocasta.
No, I didn't. Yeah, that's never happened.
Future career options.
Yeah, no.
And are you still going to do music, like, in university, or...?
I don't know, maybe. I'm trying to... I think it's, like, a good way to meet people. And obviously it's quite sociable, so probably.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, Selena, you mentioned you wanted to... Yeah, I was about to say. Where, like, regarding university-wise or just country-wise, where do you think of going to study music?
I don't know. There's, like, a lot of... Because I do, like, classical and pop music.
Okay.
That's a combination.
What?
That's a combination.
Yeah, and they're quite different. So, like, some schools, they concentrate more on pop, and some, they're just classical. So I still have to decide which one I should go.
Do you play classical? Yeah, sorry.
Okay, yeah, Jack, go.
Yeah, do you play classical more than pop or the other way around?
Well, like, I've been playing the piano since... Well, not been playing. I played it since I was 4 years old, but I kind of stopped when I went back to Taiwan because of, like, the workload, like, homework and tests and all that stuff.
But you started again.
Yeah, I started, like, recently to play it again.
Are you still as good as you were?
Probably not, because I stopped for like 4 or 5 years.
True.
But, like, I still have the basics, so that's good.
The basics are probably the most complicated stuff for me. I can't even do the bongo.
Yeah, Selena, I was going to ask, or not ask, I was going to say that I'm not sure you can fact check it or somebody can fact check it. I believe in Sweden, there's a city or an area called they spell it Göteborg. I think it's pronounced Göteborg or something like that. And they have, like, a very large concert hall. I believe it's for classical music. But once again, I'm saying I'm not 100% sure. I don't even know if there's a university there, but I know the concert hall is very famous.
Is this the concert hall Miss Lada kept telling us about and how she performed in this concert hall?
I'm not sure.
I remember Miss Lada, she kept going on about how she performed in this amazing concert thing. So I'm wondering if this was in Sweden.
Doesn't matter. Well, apparently there's a school. I can never pronounce this word. I'm probably not going to say it because then I'm going to make myself feel bad. There's like a school of music and drama, university in Göteborg. And I think they have access to the hall as well. But I'm not 100% sure.
Do you know if they do classical and pop?
I think they do classical, considering, like, the hall itself, or, like, I mean, if you just look at a picture of it, if you search Gothenburg, like, Gothenburg, and then concert hall, and you look at the concert hall itself, it looks like it's for classical music.
Have you been to this hall?
No. I haven't.
Who told you about it?
Well, actually, you're going to laugh at this, but my dad's car. Yeah, let me explain. So basically, my dad recently bought a Volvo, which is Swedish by origin. And essentially, it has, like, a very, very modern and powerful audio system. And it's really, really good. And there's, like, a large tablet, and you can select, like, how you want your music to play. So there's just from the front, then there's, like, the stereo, and then there's a specific version where you can select to play it like if you were sitting in the Göteborg concert hall. So it really sounds like whatever you play, it doesn't matter what kind of genre you play, but whatever genre you play, it sounds like it's actually from that hall.
Oh, that's so cool.
So that's where I originally got the idea of that.
Is there any other concert halls that the tablet has that it shows you?
The only other one. Oops, did I?
Sorry, Jocasta, we didn't quite get that.
Does it have the Sydney Opera House?
Oh, yeah, right. Aussies. There's... the only one I know is, the Opera House, Rudolfinium, and then Narodni Divadlo, and then this one in Sweden.
Joachim, if it doesn't have the Sydney Opera House, then it can't be great.
Yeah, okay, fair point.
It's pretty cool, though.
You've been to the Sydney Opera House, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you, of course, performed there with your French horn.
No.
Do you remember, the famous people who you saw perform at the Sydney Opera House?
I think we saw a musical. Maybe we saw two musicals.
A musical, like a movie thing.
No, it was live.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Wait, so musicals aren't just movies?
No, they're like live. People dance and sing.
I thought that was like theater. That's like you go to the theater and then you see people dance and sing.
Yeah.
But, theater is more, acting, drama and stuff.
So this was more
musical singing. Is similar, but, it has a lot of, dancing and singing to it.
Yeah, they tell the story through, dances and singing.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not like Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk.
No.
No.
And singing and say, okay, so it's like, so the lyrics you sing are like a story, and then you kind of act the story out.
Not really. So, there's obviously, there's acting as well, but the songs are related to what's going on. So, I don't know, you might have, two people who really miss each other, and they're standing at opposite ends of the stage, and they're singing the same song
So, it's like a duet kind of thing. So, you've got two singers, and they sing a song together.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
No, you can have, massive groups of people, and they're all doing the same dance and singing.
I know Adrian told me about this, but is it, Alexander Hamilton?
Yeah. That's a musical.
That's a musical. And is it, Alexander Hamilton. I think there's, another musical someone told me about.
Les Miserables?
Who?
Les Miserables.
What is that?
It's a French...
really sad.
Yeah, everybody dies in the end. Yeah.
I'm so uncultured.
Spoilers!
I'm so uncultured. You guys know so much about music compared to me.
Compared to us, Jack. All I know is how to play drums.
At least you know an instrument. I can,
At least you play on beat.
I can pretend to play the bongo.
Oh, yeah, Selena, I'd contradict what you just said, because not all the time have I been on beat. But trust me, as I said from the beginning, it's really hard sometimes to do it, and it really varies. Even playing super slow is really hard.
It takes so long to master an instrument, doesn't it?
Say again?
It takes so long to master an instrument.
Well, so you mean drums specifically, or?
Well, just any instrument. To actually get good at it, you have to play every day.
Basically with everything. You have to practice.
Yeah.
It depends on the instrument. Sometimes the instrument just works for you. So I used to play the piano, and I would practice, but I kind of reached a block. I couldn't get further. And then I started the French horn, and it just clicks. Sometimes it just clicks, and then you can just go. And, it doesn't really matter how much you practice, because... You just kind of fit with the instrument, so you just move forward.
Isn't it more it doesn't matter how much you practice, because every time you play the French horn, you don't consider it practicing, but just having a good time?
Maybe.
If you really love doing it, then of course it's going to be fun, even though you're doing work.
Yeah, because, like, when I tried to play the guitar, like, every single time, I was like, oh my god, this is so terrible.
That's because you don't like playing it.
Well, it's very hard, okay? It hurts my fingers.
You have long fingers.
That's not the problem.
Like, that makes it easier to play.
No, because then, like, I'm like, holding the guitar right, and then, like, I've got to, like, make my hands smaller because they go too far, and it just cramps my fingers up.
Try the piano.
The piano? Yeah, that as well. I was going to say, why didn't you consider bass?
If I start the piano, I think, like, all the pianists in my class are just going to judge me.
No, but, like, it's actually true that if you have long fingers, it's easier to play the piano.
I don't have that long fingers. I just got big hands.
Well, same thing.
Yeah.
Well, like...
Jack, you're... Fingers are twice my size, okay?
Well, yeah, like, they're twice your size, but they're, like, long. They're, like, you know, wide.
Well, that's good, because if you play in octaves, you can go, like, di-di-di-di.
What if my hands can't fit on, like, a key? Do we have a problem?
I don't think that's a problem.
They're not that wide.
Well, I know, like, a keyboard, right, is, like, much smaller than a piano, and that's the only thing we've got at home, so I'm not entirely sure if I can fit on that.
You can try. Because,
like, the keys on a keyboard are, like, so tiny. Compared to a piano.
Are they?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they are. But, like, not that much, though.
Like, half the size. I think the
keyboard's just generally smaller, which makes it harder. And you don't have, like, the same bounce back from a normal piano when you push the keys. I don't know. That always really annoyed me.
Well, I don't think I'd have that problem, because I've never probably played a piano before. So I wouldn't actually know how it's like to have the bounce back.
Because it's, like... wooden, and then it's harder when you push it down.
Yeah, with the keyboard, that
it kind of like, yeah, the keyboard. I was just gonna add, but the keyboard kind of feels like almost plastic when I touched it. But it's not like, you know, that it's not exquisite, or that it's not, you know, as you're saying,
it's not a true instrument. It doesn't really push back when you. It's not a true instrument, is it? Yeah, him.
Say again.
Would you consider it a fake instrument?
No, I never said that. I was just... No, I don't. But it's
but
just
it's not like it's not like it's like acoustic. It's like... Like... Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, the piano and, like, the guitar, they're acoustic unless you've got the electric versions. But the keyboard's just fake, kind of, because it's not really playing the true sound.
Yeah, I mean...
I think it's just, like, guitars. It's like the electric version.
Yeah, kind of. And that's exactly why you play drums, because whatever you hit is what you'll hear. I was going to also say, Jack, you used to play, well, you were saying that you played guitar, but your hands were too big. Why didn't you just change to bass or something like that? Because there's actually a style to playing bass. It's literally just called finger style. And all you do is you hold, like, if you're right-handed, all you do is you hold your right fingers at the very back, and then you just slide your fingers across it, and you would easily be able to reach all four strings.
Yeah, so but, like, whenever I hear about the bass, like, I hear all these instrumentalists say, like, oh my god, it's, like, the easiest instrument ever. No professional plays it, so I'm just kind of, like, not encouraged.
Actually, highly debatable. It sounds harder than it looks.
Well, yeah, but I imagine it's a bit easier than the guitar, because the guitar's got a few more strings.
Well,
but bass, they have, like, bigger gaps, no?
Well, yeah, exactly. But does that make it easier?
I think that makes it harder, especially when you have, like, smaller
hands.
Oh, well, I guess it's the instrument for me.
Well, I mean, you could try. Knowing, it's definitely interesting.
Knowing my luck, I still wouldn't be able to put my hand over it.
Like, Jack, I think if you'll try, you'll be fine.
That's what I thought about the guitar. And then tragedy struck.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you guys have
There's...
Sorry, yeah?
Yeah, I was just going to say, hey, there's always drums, you know? The only two things you're actually holding on the drums is you're not holding the drums, it's all you're holding the sticks. And you can actually... There's various different sizes for the sticks. So depending on, like, how big your hand is, you can choose the ideal... size of a stick, and it also varies in weight, so when you play it you'll feel a different bounce back on the size and the weight of the stick.
Doesn't that change the sound of the instrument though if you've got a harder stick?
It doesn't.
It does.
Well,
doesn't it?
I mean, it depends how you play it, because there's just like in piano, there's, because you can play piano quietly and you can play it more loudly, you can do the same thing in drums. And it also depends on your technique and how you hit the drum itself. Because you can play it really quietly, but you can also play it very loudly. And usually it's actually, most of the time, it's good for a drummer to know both of the ways on how to play it. Because then there's this thing called accents, where essentially, for example, you play, when you play quarter notes, three of the four notes are maybe the louder beats, and then one is the quieter beat, or vice versa. So it's definitely interesting then when it comes to pitch, well, not pitch, but volume of the sound.
Have you ever played, like, have you ever played a fast rhythm, but you got to play quietly?
That's actually really, really hard.
Yeah, I can imagine, because you got to be, like, super accurate.
Yeah, because, like, for example, there's quarter notes, there's eighth notes, but sometimes drummers play in 16th notes. I know that other instruments do too, but 16th notes is really, really hard. Because, essentially, when you play quarter notes and eighth notes, you know, when you sit at, like, a basic drum kit or something like that,
yeah,
you have, your right hand hits the hi-hat, which is the cymbal on your left. Your left hand hits the snare, and then your foot, your right foot presses the bass drum, and your left foot moves the hi-hat up and down, right?
Yeah.
And when you play, like, a classic four quarter notes or eighth notes to make, yeah, a one bar, you just use your right hand always on the hi-hat, and then the left hand is just on the snare. But when it comes to 16th notes, it's impossible to do it with one hand. So you have to use both of your hands, and you actually use the right hand to hit the snare. So it changes, and you have to use both of your hands on the cymbal. So timing is really important to master it.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Have you played any pieces with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. With Lukasz, when we had when you guys had the recording where he had his, that's where I played it. But actually, that was a bit modified because I believe it only played like 12 or 10 out of the 16 notes in that one bar. So it was, yeah, it definitely, sometimes it's really hard when it's not, you know, when it doesn't repeat, when it's highly irregular.
Yeah, I can imagine, because I think it's a bit harder than playing on the bongo. Am I wrong here?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely harder to play than on the bongo.
Maybe one day I'll be a professional bongo player.
Every single time from now, from this point on, every single time I'll hear Jack say the bongo, I'll instantly start to feel bad. Like, as soon as you say that word.
What about guitar? Well, isn't this guitar story also kind of sad?
Well, yeah.
Whenever you hear my name next to music, just become sad. That just, like, nails all the boxes.
Yeah. I mean, as I said, each instrument requires a different method in order to play it or to master it. So, for example, drums, you don't have to know notes. You don't have to know what C major is, you don't have to know what D is, you don't have to know what E sharp is, etc., right?
Yeah.
But you still need to be able to read notes. So you need to be able to know what a quarter note is, you need to know what a 16th note is, you need to know what a pause for half a bar is. So it really varies. But on the drums, the primary thing you need to learn is rhythm and time control technique. Because if your timing isn't correct, it's just going to go downhill. So that's why I highly recommend using a metronome, but that should be with all instruments, not just the drums.
How long did it take you to master the drums?
I didn't master them.
Well, so yeah, but you play in a band, right? You play in a band, right?
Well, so but if you it's really hard to determine when actually you master the drums or any instrument, right? Because you feel like
there's always room for improvement.
Yeah, there's always room for improvement. And also, when you learn everything, you suddenly realize, oh yeah, there's a completely different style to playing it. So then, you know, you have to learn something else.
And
something
there are like a billion different pieces in the world.
A billion?
Yeah.
That's quite a few.
Well, considering, like, I don't know, centuries of music.
Like a billion, like 1 second, right? If you have a billion seconds, that's like 30 years. That's like so many.
Oh, then probably millions.
Yeah, probably. You guys have any more fun stories?
I mean, I don't, but...
Well then, I guess we'll end it here, guys. Thank you for watching Maggie Radio, and we hope to see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Jack? Jack? Yeah? Did you say thanks for watching?
Yeah.
Maggie Radio?
Oh, whatever.
I'm not watching.
I can edit it out, okay? I can be like, whenever it goes to watching, I'll just be like listening as an overlay. I will be fine.
Yes, I know it's still there. Sue me.